This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotatonetwork.com.
In a world without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one podcast has the power to change that and to spread its voice across the earth for all mankind to hear. Welcome to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Sean editing this week's episode, and I wanted to take a second just to let you guys know what it is, because it's not one of our normal roundtable discussions. This is another panel that I hosted last summer at Magic City Con, and it's Sci-Fi Jeopardy. It's a game that I host just about every year at that convention. We always have a great time playing it, and I hope that you have a great time listening to it. So check it out. If you want to hear some of the roundtable discussions that we're doing right now, we are in the middle of reviewing every episode of Star Trek Picard over on our sister podcast, which is called Star Trek All Access, and you can find all the episodes of that at CosmicPotatoNetwork.com. We'll be back to doing regular episodes of this show once season one is over. So enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you later.
This is Michael Jan Friedman, and you're listening to Cosmic Potato, because cosmic makes everything sound cooler, even potatoes.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Welcome to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
We've got you covered with everything from Marvel to Star Wars.
I'm glad you asked that, because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
Classic films, trivia games, and beyond.
Go to the coast, get together, have a few laughs.
Now, on with the show.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, he just reminded me the wrestling panel's downstairs. I gotta go. Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Ray. I am the host of Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, and the landing party, everything on CosmicPotato.com. Not everything, but several shows that's on CosmicPotato.com. And I'm out of breath from setting all that up. But how many of you guys have played my Jeopardy game before? Okay, I've changed things up a little bit this year because I want to give everybody an opportunity to answer questions. And I've decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide the room into teams. So whoever answers a question, whichever team you're on, is going to get points for that question. And at the end of it, there will be a person from each team that answers, whoever if I see you, you're one of the ones that answers the most questions, or your team can vote and decide which one of you they want to represent you in Final Jeopardy, and whoever comes up and wins the Final Jeopardy round will win this. This is the grand prize. It's a Captain Marvel Funko Pop set. There's two Funko Pops and a glass in here. And the runner-up will receive a Star Trek The Next Generation Tiki Totem set. So there's four Tikis here. You stack them up. Captain Picard, Data, Geordi, and Worf. And I've got the Hulk here, too, for some reason. But anyway. The categories. What? Oh. Let me pull out my beans. If you...
Now, not the beans.
I'm changing this a little bit this year too, because last year, if you answered a question and you got it wrong, then you would be not forced to eat a bean, but you would be ridiculed if you didn't. I'm not going to do that this year. This year, what we'll do is the only time that you have to eat a bean, and you don't have to. You're not going to be punished if you don't eat a bean, but if you answer a question, even if, whether you get it right or wrong or whatever, if you don't answer the question in the form of a question, then you'll come up here and you'll pick a bean out of this tray. And these beans are Bean Boozled. I don't know if you guys have ever played that before. You pull one out and it might taste like apple pie, and it might taste like dishwater, you know, or something like that. So that's just a little encouragement to answer all answers in the form of a question as per Jeopardy rules. So the questions for the level one, you know, the point score is 1 through 500. So supposedly they get a little more difficult as they go down. Now, what I consider difficult might not, you might breeze through it. But here are your categories. Fit for a King. These are all questions that have to do with movies based on Stephen King material. I Hate Temporal Mechanics. Kind of time travel, but more of just timey-wimey kind of stuff. Time travel may be involved, but it's temporal mechanics, you know. Subtitles. I will give you the name of a movie, and you will tell me what the subtitle part of the title is. So, like if I said Breaking 2, you would say, what is Electric Boogaloo? Yeah, okay. Space, The Final Frontier. These are all movies that have space in the title. Okay. Hello, I'm the Doctor. All about Doctor Who. And Fictional Cuisine is all food and snacks and things that only exist in some fictional world. One of the ones that I used before that I'm not using this time, so I can use it as an example, is if I say fish biscuits, you'll say it's from, anybody know? Lost, yeah. All right, so one of these is a Daily Double, and then the next round there will be another Daily Double. Okay, so to pick the first person, hey, Gracie, pick a random person. This is team one and this is team two. And you guys back, you guys are on team one, you guys will be on team two, okay? Gracie, pick a random person in the room, and they'll be the first one to go. And if you answer the question correctly, then you'll decide what the next category is. Now, if you think you know the answer, you just raise your hand, and I'll try to call on the first one that I see, okay? So, but we got to have somebody pick the first one to go, so. Him? Okay. First category. For how much?
100.
100? All right. The 10th Doctor meets this companion when the hospital she works at gets transported to the moon. Yellow shirt. Martha Jones. You didn't answer in the form of a question. I've got to get some paper.
I did.
Just pick a random one. What color was it? There should be a map. Yeah, what color was it?
It was pink with some red splotches.
Does it taste good?
It's not bad.
Okay, then it's either strawberry banana smoothie or a dead fish. So it's probably.
I love that.
Dead fish are great. All right, so that was team two. They got 1 point. Okay. Or 100. 100, yeah. Okay, so what's the next? Pick a category and an amount.
In the spirit of beans, let's go to fictional cuisine for
100. Alrighty. Everlasting Gobstopper. In the back. Yes.
What is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
That is correct. 100. Alright, category and amount.
Let's go Space, The Final Frontier, 400.
Alright. In 1968, this 1968 film directed by Stanley Kubrick deals with... Now, if you raise your hands while I'm answering the question, I can't tell who did it first. Deals with the...
I can do that from right here.
You want to sit right here? All right, she'll kind of help me figure out who did it first. All right, this 1968 film directed by Stanley Kubrick deals with everything from technology to human evolution. In the back corner? Oh, Rhett.
2001 Space Odyssey.
That is correct. But you didn't answer in the form of a question.
Just call me random.
If you catch it. Did you catch it? 5 second rule. It's either juicy pear or booger. Okay, there you go. and that was 100 points. All right.
Subtitles 500.
Okay, going all the way. Leprechaun 4. This is the Daily Double. Leprechaun 4.
Leprechaun in the hood. What is Leprechaun in the hood?
No, that's incorrect. Anybody else want to try?
What is Leprechaun's face?
That's it. And that was the Daily Double, so that's good for 1,000 points. Okay. All right. Next category. Wait, 200, 300, 400, 500. All right. Reptar bar. I think if it's this lady right here, I think.
What is Rugrats?
That is correct. Yes. All right. Category and amount. All right. Rest in Peas Burger. Bob's Burgers, yes. Okay. Category and amount? Yes. Hellboy 2.
What is the Golden Army?
That is correct. And that was for 200, yeah. Okay. Category?
How about Fit for a King
100? All right. Kathy Bates plays a woman who has committed a murder to protect her daughter from the father who was abusing her. Rhett?
Misery.
No, it's not. Okay. Not Misery.
Second was Yellow Shirt.
Oh. You don't know?
What is Dolores Claiborne?
Dolores Claiborne. And that was for... that was for 100. The other Kathy Bates Stephen King movie. Yeah. Category? We've already done that one. There's still cards up here because they're for the next round. But 300? Okay. John Coffey is sent to death row for a murder that he did not commit, only to display that he has an amazing power to heal. Who was it? That's correct. Okay, category and amount?
Let's do I Hate Temporal Mechanics for 200.
200, all right. No. This movie about a man having a conversation with his late father on a CB radio and changing the future in the process was reimagined as a sci-fi crime drama in 2016.
What is Frequency?
Frequency, that is correct. And that was for 200. Okay, category?
Fictional cuisine for
300. We've already done 300. We got 4 and 500.
400.
Okay. Big Kahuna Burger.
What is Pulp Fiction?
That's Pulp Fiction, yes. All right, category?
500.
Same thing for 500. Ractuccino. Ractuccino. Deep Space Nine, yes. All right, and you got a category and amount. I think we're done with, fictional cuisine is done.
Let's go to Subtitles 2.
We've already done that one. We've got one.
We'll do one.
Okay. Highlander 3. Rhett. No?
What is the final dimension?
That's correct. Four. Okay. Friday the 13th, part 8.
Was Jason in space?
No. I think it was in the back. Okay.
I think it may have been Jason.
That's it. That was for 400. The space one was Jason X. Okay. Category. Yeah. He did. I thought he did. Okay, well.
I'll take one anyway.
That one's going to either be strawberry banana smoothie or a dead fish.
Oh. I can't tell the difference.
That's a tasty fish. What's the next category? Temporal Mechanics for two. We already did 200. We got 100, 3, 4, and 5. All right. This is the name of the book that jeopardized the future in Back to the Future Part 2. No, that's incorrect. In the very back. Yeah, you got to have the title. Y'all are bouncing all over it. Anybody else? No. What is Gray's Sports Almanac? And technically, I would have given, if you got that much, I would have given it to you. But it's Gray's Sports Almanac 1950 to 2000. So, who was the last one that had one? I think, yeah. Okay, so what's the next one? In X-Men Days of Future Past, the mutants are facing extinction at the hands of robotic sentinels. Wolverine is sent back in time to the 1970s to prevent Mystique from executing this man. In the very back. No. Who? You don't. I think Rhett was next.
Who was Trask?
Yeah, Trask. Boulevard Trask. That was for 400. All right. All right. In the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode Tribbles and Tribulations, Jadzia Dax says that she knew Leonard McCoy when he was in medical school at this institution. Yellow shirt.
What is oldness?
That's correct. All right. What's the next category? We've still got some in Stephen King. Still got a couple here.
Let's do Stephen King for Bob.
Okay. Bobby lives with his mother, but spends most of his time alone. When an older man moves in upstairs, he has a new companion until the low men show up to take him away. That's it. 500 points. All right.
14, 400.
It's been decades since Jack Torrance died in the Overlook Hotel. Later this year, we'll get this film that focuses on his son, Danny, played by Ewan McGregor. Her first?
What is Dr. Sleep?
That's it. That's 400. Okay, next category. I got a couple left in subtitles. I got one left in subtitles. I got several left in space, The Final Frontier. I still got the doctor, and yeah, that's it.
All right, I'll take the doctor for 300.
Okay. Captain Jack Harkness was a companion of the doctor and went on to become the leader of Torchwood. He can travel in time, but he can't do this. The back.
What is teleport?
No, that's not it.
The white shirt.
White shirt.
He cannot tell what is he can't die.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that. So we got one left in King. I think we've got one left in this one in Temporal Mechanics. I got one left in subtitles. I've got four left in space, The Final Frontier, and I got several left in. So this is the only one that's completely done.
Okay, can I get a space for 200?
Yes. This 1978 film starring Ken Berry and Sandy Duncan is about a strange alien creature that makes an emergency landing on Earth, and he looks a lot like a common household feline. That's it. Cat from outer space. Next category. We got 300, 400, and 500. No, 300 and 500. Nope, just 300. That's it then. A Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Dream Warriors.
That's it.
Bean.
You gotta eat a bean, though. You didn't say it. Let me see what color it is. I can tell you what the flavor could be.
White.
It's either coconut or spoiled milk.
Spoiled milk.
Spoiled milk. What's the next category?
Space.
We got 300, 400, and 500.
300.
Okay. In this 1959 sci-fi thriller, extraterrestrials who were seeking to stop humanity from creating a doomsday weapon that could destroy the universe hatch a scheme to resurrect the dead. That is it.
And it was on last night.
Yeah. And we're doing a script reading tonight at 6, and that's one of the movies we're pulling a scene from. So, what next category? Okay, got 400. Clint Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones suit up and head back to space to repair an old Soviet satellite, only to find it to be armed with nuclear weapons.
Rhett.
That's it. You want to stick with that category? Yeah, there's one left. This 2017 film about a boy that was born on Mars and travels to Earth to meet a girl was considered a box office bomb. That's it. All right, let me take that one down. I saw that movie in the theater. Thank you, teenage daughter. All right, next category. Yes. The doctor once suggested that this Queen of England may have been infected by werewolves. No, that's not it. Queen Victoria, that's it. All right, next category. All right, we've got for 400. This is the actor that played the first incarnation of the Doctor way back in 1963.
Who is William
Hartnell? That's it. You want to stay with the same category? Okay. This incarnation of the Doctor was the star of the show when the original run was canceled in 1989.
Who is Sylvester McCoy?
Which Doctor was he? The Seventh Doctor, that's it. All right, and I think that's it on this. Okay, so we still got some in these two categories. I take that back, we don't have any in this one. All right, so I hate temporal mechanics. We got one question left, I think. Yep. So, in this 1980 movie, the USS Nimitz was sent back in time to witness the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Rhett?
What is the final countdown?
The final countdown.
Yes.
All right. Give me 2 minutes to swap these categories out, and we'll do round two. Right now, Team 2 is winning 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 45. You got 5,800 points. And Team 1 has 3,300 points. Okay. I wish I turned my mic off so I didn't even record that. Okay. All right. Yeah, y'all can do it again. All right. The next round, this is all the point levels go up. So you got 200 through 1,000. There is a daily double in here. I don't remember which one it is. The categories, reboot the remake. What this is I'll name a few actors or actresses that have all played the same character, and you tell me who the character is. Diagnosis fiction, I will give you a fictional disease from some movie or TV show, and you tell me what the movie or TV show was. Limericks, I will read you a limerick and you tell me what movie I'm or show I'm talking about. It's Not Easy Being Green is all about characters who are green. Oh, the Places You'll Go, all about fictional places, like, say, Melmac or something like that, you know. And acronyms are acronyms. So I don't think TARDIS is one of them. So if I said TARDIS, you would tell me what TARDIS stands for. Okay, so who answered the last question? Rhett.
For 1,000.
For 1,000, wow. Start at the bottom, go up, yeah. In Rebels, she is captain of the Ghost. That's it. That's for 1,000 points. I mean. All right, next category. All right. You said, for 200, yeah. A place where no one grows up in the home of Peter Pan.
Right.
Batman shirt. Neverland, that's it. 200. Next category. Crippen virus. What movie or TV show had Crippen virus? Nobody knows. No, nope, that's not it.
What is...
That's it.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh my God.
All right, next category, sir. All right. This is the race that Greedo belongs to in Star Wars. Who, Rhett? That's it. What's the next category? All right. Wall-E. That's why it's 1,000 points. Anybody want to guess? Yeah. It's a waste allocation load lifter Earth class.
Wow.
All right. Rhett, so what's the name?
Acronym.
All right. KIT. KITT.
What is Knight Industries 2000?
That's it. All right. Next category.
Let's keep it acronyms for 6.
All right. SHIELD. No.
I'll give it a shot. Is it what is Strategic Homeland Investigation, Espionage?
No.
Strategic Homeland in
Anybody else want to try? It's Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division. So who was it? Is it still? Who was it?
I think Rick picked that.
Was it?
Oh, it was me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's switch then to Places You Will Go for
Adults. All right. This is the world that is home to Castle Grayskull. Yellow shirt.
What is Eternia?
Eternia.
Nice.
It's 1,000 points. What's the next one?
Places
for 8. Alright. After Frodo sets off on his journey, he makes his way to this city where the elves live.
What is Rivendell?
That's it.
Where is
Yeah. As long as it's a question.
Who is Rivendell?
Where is Rivendell? What the heck is a Rivendell? Which one?
Reboot.
Reboot? Okay. For 400?
Yeah.
400. You know what? We still got a Stephen King question. I knew that was going to happen. Knew that was going to happen. Marissa Tomei, Sally Field, Rosemary Harris, and Lily Tomlin. Let's do a white shirt first. Yeah, they're on the same team, so it doesn't matter. And that was for 400 points. Okay, next category. All right. That's my final Jeopardy question. Okay, Michael Goh, Michael Caine, Jeremy Irons, and Sean Pertwee. No, it's not Batman.
Who is Alfred?
Yeah, it's Alfred. Yeah.
Well.
It's in Batman, but that's not the character. Okay, so next one. Okay. Linda Hamilton, Lena Headey, and Amelia Clark.
Sarah Connor.
All right. George Reeves, Dean Cain, Brandon Routh. Wow. Who? Okay. Superman. 800. All right. Next one. Rex Smith, Ben Affleck, Charlie Cox.
Who is Matt Murdock, a.k.a. Daredevil?
That's it. 1,000 points.
So that's all the reboots?
Yes, I believe so.
Can we do Deliverance for 200?
We can. Our hero is really a sinner, though he does make a young lady the winner. From his cell he solves crime, his escape is sublime, now he's having an old friend for dinner. I think, was it Rhett?
Well, this was Bob.
Okay, I think it was him. That's the first hand I saw.
Hannibal Lecter.
What's the movie?
The movie,
what
is Silence of the
Lambs? Silence of the Lambs. Y'all got way more points than they, let them have some points.
Sorry, guys.
You're like, try again. Alex doesn't do that.
Alex gets paid a lot more than I do. What's the next category? I got 400 and 200.
Let's go.
All right. The Mac in Mac and Me. Go ahead. No, that's not anybody else. It's mysterious alien creature. Do you want to do the next one? I'll just call it the next one. Okay. Daryl. D-A-R-Y-L.
What is data analyzing robotic
youth
life form?
That's it.
All right. Data,
what's the next category?
Open places for
the place where.
What is your?
I just swore something hit me in the leg. This is the place where Dorothy has to go in order to find the Wizard of Oz. Who's the first one?
I think her.
Her? Okay.
What is the Emerald City?
The Emerald City, yeah. 400. All right, next one. For 600. A place where students from Hogwarts can take a break, buy some candy, or have a butter beer at the Three Broomsticks.
Hogsmeade,
yes. Okay. Next category. A man trapped inside the same day plans everything to go his way, but he slowly finds out that's not what love is about. Still, in Punxsutawney, he probably will stay. Black Superman shirt? Groundhog Day, that's it. I'm disappointed that more of y'all are not having to eat my beans.
That's all right.
All right, next category. Next category. Limericks. for 600. The world you know is not real. It's not, excuse me. Let's start again. The world you know is not real. Computers control what you feel. Wake up, come with us. The spoon is not thus. The baddies just bits, bites, and steal. In the back. The Matrix.
I can't tell you.
What's the next one? This is your daily double. So this one will be worth 1,600 points. It's a tale that's a bit unbelievable. A princess is now irretrievable. A man all in black catches up from the back. The kidnapper says inconceivable. Batman show? The Princess Bride. Daily double. That's good for 1,600 points. One, two. All right, next category. All right. There once was a man with a dream. Put a dream in a dream, he would scream. There's a top at the end, and we all pretend that we definitely know what it means. Inception. 1,000 points. Okay. All right, so we got It's Not Easy Being Green, and we've still got Diagnosis Fiction. Space herpes. No, no. Ice pirates. Okay, next category. Okay. McGregor syndrome.
Batman Forever.
No. Oh. Anybody else? No.
No.
Yeah, and you didn't answer the formal question, but. Yeah. Rhett.
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin. That's it. All right. Human corticodeficiency virus. No. Anybody else? Also known as the Rage Virus 28 days later.
Oh, sorry.
We got one more left in that category. All right. Iremotic Syndrome.
What is Star Trek The Next Generation?
That's it. Star Trek The Next Generation. I don't know if he's going to have it in the new Picard series or not, but we'll see. It's not easy being green. We got three categories. I mean, three amounts.
Let's go with 800.
The most famous one of these fought Kirk in the TOS episode Arena. The Gorn.
800 points.
All right. This character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is the most famous example of a Zen Wolberry. Rhett.
Gamora.
This race of people is most well known in the Star Trek universe as having seductively dancing slave girls. Rhett.
The Ryans.
I think that's it.
That's
my final Jeopardy question. Okay, so that's my final Jeopardy question. So let me add these up real quick. All right. Team. Okay. Team 2 wins. So they won the second round. So what we need to do now is we need to have you guys pick two of your teammates that are going to come up and play Final Jeopardy. It can be the two that answered the most. Your team earned like $15,800 points for the whole game. So I'm going to let you wager. I mean, I'm not going to say you can only wager this much, you know. So you wager however many points you want. But whoever, you know, wins is going to win this. And then the runner-up is going to get this. And a runner-up after that will get the hole. And then I'm going to give these two away to somebody on team one. Okay. So the category is comic book superheroes. So write down on your paper how much you want to wager based on your knowledge of comic book superheroes, and then I'll give you the question. And then we should make the two that don't win eat a bean. So, huh? You've got 15,800 points that you can pick from. Y'all want to do the Jeopardy music while they decide?
No reason to bet at all. It's going to be a three-way tie. You're
going to bet all of it? All right, here we go. Here's the question. Nobody's winning any money, so we're gonna give away these prizes. We're gonna have a great time. During his years with the Justice League of America, this superhero sometimes used the secret identity C. King. C. King. The letter C. King. Got it? All right. How much did you wager? All of it. Huh?
He said you do the answer first, and said, now show us how much you...
Well, the answer is Aquaman.
I know
it is. So, how much did you wager? All of it?
All of it.
Yeah. Congratulations, you all win. All right. So you guys...
Actually, you got it wrong.
You got it wrong?
Yeah. I thought it was the angel guy, but...
No. It's C. King.
We have to
do an arena style match.
Yeah. There was one Stephen King question left, wasn't there?
There was one Stephen King question left.
Oh.
Yeah.
All
right.
But I don't know what I did with it.
Are we raising our hands or just hollering?
Is this it?
What is it?
This is it. Yeah, this is it. Okay.
What is it?
All right.
A couple of college students earn some extra money by participating in some medical experiments, but they eventually have a daughter together who is so powerful that the government is trying to take her.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, I bet 31,600 because I just got 15,800
and
Firestarter.
Yeah, okay.
Each choose a bean, whoever gets the bad one.
Yeah.
Oh. That's okay. You don't want it? Okay. You guys want to pick a bean? Actually, you know what? We will actually use the dial. I will spin it, and y'all will take that color. Y'all will both take that color. You'll both take a yellow with white spots. Then we'll do it again.
Popcorn.
Yeah, it's either popcorn or a rotten egg.
So you just lied tonight.
Yeah, they're just going to lie and say it.
No, this was really popcorn.
Okay.
Spit it out.
We'll do it again. Okay, now take a... It's orange with little... It's that one. That one there.
This one?
Yeah. No, no,
no.
No,
that
one.
This one.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one? Yeah. That should either be... Peach or barf?
Peach.
Nah.
All right.
Which prize do you want?
I can take the Funko Pops.
What was that one again? I forgot.
This is Captain Marvel Funko Pops.
And then there is the Star Trek.
And then I've got the Star Trek Tiki set.
I'm happy with Star Trek. If you like the big one. Yeah, that's
all right.
That's good.
All right. There you go. Yeah, take all four of them. It's got a Captain Marvel glass, and it's got a Captain Marvel pop, and it's got a Nick Fury pop.
It doesn't have Goose.
Goose is
in the chair.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna give this away to. I'm gonna give these away to Team One. So, how should I do it, huh? No, I'm gonna give it away to Team One. And you answered a lot of questions, so I'm gonna give you this. Yes, ma'am. And you in the back answered a lot of questions. And you answered a few questions too. And for the last one, guess a number between 1 and 10. Between the guys that haven't gotten a... if you want it. Whoever wants this... Don't ask me I don't even know who this is.
I volunteered.
Does anybody want to play for it? No? Okay. Okay, here you go. All right, guys. Thank you. We're going to be playing actually tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I think. And if you haven't played actually before, that's the game that we play that I give you a statement from a movie or a TV show that is wrong, and you have to say actually and tell me what's right about it, or what the right answer would be. So. All right, thanks, guys.
Be sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, or send us a voicemail or text message to 205-642-8380. Help the show grow by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Thank you for joining us for Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast.